mother's hand.
Well, welcome back to a very special Mother's Day show of Inside Wealth. We're here with Byron Katie, the author of Loving What Is, and most recently, A Thousand Names for Joy, Living in Harmony with the Way Things Are. And she wrote it with her husband, Stephen Mitchell. And this is something that we all want and really does come down to the essence of Inside Wealth. Truly living in harmony with the way things are and living a life of joy and truth. So, Katie, first of all, I want to thank you again for showing up with a very powerful last segment, at least for yours truly. I hope everybody else out there got something out of it.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome, Stu. Let's do one on mothers.
Please, yeah, let's.
Good. So what's a stressful thought around mothers? Mothers should understand us.
Yeah, mothers should understand us.
Okay. Let's walk through it and go to the place, and I invite all the listeners to do the same. Stu, go to a place where a time in your life where your mother did not understand you, where you felt like she just wasn't listening. She didn't understand.
Okay, I am completely there.
Okay, because that could be, you know, we have a lot of area in our lives where we believed that. Mm. So, Stu, your mother should understand you. Is it true? Can you absolutely know that it's true that your mother should understand you?
Well, it's certainly a desire that I have. I can't say I know for sure that it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, third question. How do you react? What happens when you believe the thought that your mother should understand you and she doesn't?
I'm definitely not happy about it, and it doesn't feel good in my body.
Mm-hmm.
I feel constricted. I feel powerless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just feel frustrated. I just don't like that feeling. It feels small.
And when you feel that way, and you're thinking the thought, my mother should understand me. How do you treat your mother? How do you treat yourself when you believe that thought and she does not understand?
Well, I'm certainly judging her a lot, or judging myself. I'm just not a good enough communicator or something, that I just can't seem to get my point across. And
mm-hmm.
judging her for her inability to listen.
And feeling
or
separate.
Openness. Yeah, and feel very much feeling
separate. And feeling separate, which
yes.
is where you started the show. You know, the unconditional love is blocked in that moment.
Mm.
And you're separate. My mother should understand me. Who would you be? Now, imagine your life exactly the way you've lived it. Don't change anything. No positive affirmations. Just look at you going to the market or waking up in the morning with your mom there. Just your life situations that you have really lived through on with your mother. Who would you be without the thought, my mother should understand me?
I think I'd be the same.
Yeah, without the stress.
Yeah.
Without expectations. Without a block. Without your interruption, you're interrupting that flow that you experience with her, that intimacy that we spoke of earlier. And you know, how do I react when I believe the thought, that third question?
Mm-hmm.
That's where addictions happen in our life. It's where actually we begin to pick up the cigarette we said we'd never smoke again, where anger happens, where frustration and loneliness happen, believing a thought. And then who would you be without the thought? So now my mother should understand me. Turn it around. Can you find a turnaround, an opposite?
My mother doesn't need to understand me.
Yes,
I don't need for her to understand me.
So and if we keep the words as close as we can, it is just miraculous work. So my mother should understand me. Turn around. My mother should not understand me.
Mm.
How do I know that's true? She doesn't. That's reality. And for me to expect her to do what she's unable to do is insane. And so that expectation, you know, we become the ones that are insane, because we're in a crazy frame of mind when we're believing that. So another turnaround. My mother should understand me. Another turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Can you find one?
Let's see, you said my mother should not understand me.
Uh-huh. So put you on all of it. My mother should understand me.
I should understand my mother.
Yes. Yes, because that's where you, that's where there's a possibility, that's where you have possibility. That's possible. I notice with my mother, it's not possible. She understands what she understands when she understands it, and there's nothing I can do about that. But turned around, I should understand my mother. Let it begin with me.
Mm.
You know, let me understand my mother. That's, you know, what an odd thought.
You know, that's a great point that you mentioned, because when you were asking me that question, and I was thinking not just about my mother not understanding me in certain ways, I started going to Israelis and Palestinians and Middle East and us and, you know,
exactly.
Bigger issues of a lack of understanding, shall we say.
And we can't do it with our own mothers.
And exactly. That's a great point. That's a great point.
And we're expecting our governments to do better, and we can't do better with the people we live with and the people we love. So another turnaround, my mother should understand me. Put you on all of it.
Mm.
I should understand.
Thank you. Keep going.
I should understand myself.
I should understand myself.
Yes. Why would it be my mother's job? Why would I put my own heart's desire to understand myself a generation away? You know, let me understand me.
Mm.
Let me understand how I attack my mother when she doesn't understand me. Let me understand how I am the one causing the violence in the world. You know, I've come to see that we feel like we're victims. For example, I believe my mother should understand me, and she doesn't. Immediately, I become a victim. And look how we react when we're victims. I say that victims are violent people. In fact, we're the only violent people in the world. It's a misunderstanding, and that misunderstanding is on our own part. And I know that there are only three kinds of business in all of the universe, mine, yours, and God's, and that would be the God of your understanding. And I notice that when I'm mentally running your life, what you should or shouldn't do, or what I need from you, et cetera, all of it that you're not supplying, that when I am mentally running your life and you're running your life, there are two of us over there running your life, and there's no one here running mine. So I am like a sleepwalker. There's no one taking care of myself. I'm busy dictating what you should do and live, and I'm so asleep, I haven't applied it to myself. So when I question what I believe about you, and I turn it around, I find peace, because it gives me absolute control. It gives me myself back. It shows me who to work on. And, you know, I tried running my children's life all those years, and there was no one running mine. So when I turned it around and began to apply all those things that I wanted for them to my own life, oh, my goodness, it was so amazing. I began to live out my own wisdom, leading them to theirs. And as I led my own wisdom, they followed. As, you know, we begin to live as an example rather than dictate to others on the examples that we're not living for ourselves.
Mm. So clearly this is something that we can apply to every aspect of our lives, whether it's at work, in all of our relationships.
Oh, to I don't have enough money, I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I'm this, you're that. Oh, my goodness. Anytime there's stress, if we just identify what we're believing and assuming, and we walked it through these four questions and turn around, you know, just really meditate on, for example, she doesn't care about me, he doesn't care about me. Is it true? How do I react when I believe the thought? And we look at our lives, and who would I be in that same life without the thought? And then turned it around. And those four course questions are on my website. And again, you don't have to sign up for the newsletter to have all this information. It's just all there for anyone that may see these questions as being a service in their life.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for your commitment to being of service to all of us, to all of humanity here with with an amazing process.
For my part, you're so welcome, and thank you. Thank you for what you give and what you are and what you share with us in the world.
So, as you can see here, the work really is a labor of love, literally and figuratively. It really is. And what it really comes down to is, how much do you love yourself? That's really what all this is about. It's all about you. It has nothing to do with me. No, it has everything to do with me too. It truly is, though, how much do you love yourself? How much do you love your life? That you are willing to take a look at anything and everything that you think, that you believe, and that may stand in the way of who you really are. In any of it, whether it's, you know, as Katie pointed out, whether it's the money thing, or the looks thing, or our relationships, or any of it, any aspect of life. Because one of the thought forms that is pretty much standard, is a couple of them here that I think really govern a lot of us. If I may be so bold, and I do, I got the mic and all of it here, so I get to be that bold, you know. One of them is, that's just the way it is. You know, Bruce Hornsby song. That's just the way it is. You know, life is hard. That's just the way it is. I got to make a ton of dough. I got to support all these kids. I have to have a certain lifestyle. That's just the way it is. My relationships are unfulfilling after a few years of infatuation and the mating dance and the love and all of that. All of a sudden, relationships start to fade for one reason or another. A lot of people have that. A lot of people have that. Look at the divorce rate, okay? That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. My mom has certain things and, you know, certain beliefs about life, and that's the way she is, and I learned about them very early on in life, and that's the way I am. And I've always been this way. Whatever it is, I've always been this way. So there, you know, there's a lot of comfort in that knowledge in some ways of some of these thoughts, because they've been around for, you know, for eons. Well, I think we all know that our world, in many ways, can easily be on a collision course. Okay, this is not to say that I'm, you know, calling pie, you know, Henny Penny here, Chicken Little, Sky is Falling, or anything else. Okay, but we all know that more people have bizarre nuclear weapons than ever before. We all know that oil prices are going who knows where. We all know that we have a certain life expectancy in this body, so that we have a certain number of days or years, hopefully many of them, left. And we all know that this moment has never existed before. And I'm inviting you right now to whatever work you want to call it that really is a labor of love, and whatever it is in your life, and maybe it is with regards to sex, and sexuality and sexual expression, because there are so many mixed messages. There are. You know, on one hand, it's kind of glorified by the media and Hollywood, and be sexy and all of that, and it's on the TV shows and the movies, and it's something that so many of it, sex sells, because why? There's demand, right? Is that easy? So there's that element for it, and at the same time, we all know there's a lot of shame around it. There's a lot of packaging around it. There's a lot of confusion around it, because it is not, in fact, love. It may be an expression of love, but it may not be. And so here we are on Mother's Day, which, with the best of what motherhood has to offer, is unconditional love. And the best of what our lives have to offer is that as well. I'm inviting you, yeah, it's a holiday, so take the day off. Okay, on one level. And on the other level, please, I'm offering you the gift to do your work so that you can become free, joyful, happy, whatever it is you want, that you can say, yes, it's a great day to be alive. Until next week, invest in yourself your passions, your purpose, and your planet.
Join us again same time next week on Talk 910 KNEW. And be sure to visit our website at insidewealth.net. Subscribe to our podcast, blog, or learn more about Inside Wealth with Stu Zimmerman. Thanks for listening. Talk 910 KNEW.
If you find yourself in it, babe, it's some time for reflection, you say.